If you're a Clemson football fan, you want to come up for a weekend, a little weekend stay or whatever, buy that weekend home, well, Mr. Anthony could take care of that for you. But if you need floors, Greer Flooring Center is going to do that. One reason they're in Easy now is to be closer to Lake Kiwi and closer to Lake Jocassee and closer to Lake Hartwell. So great stuff there. It's our great friends over at Greer Flooring Center. Their consultation team, I know nothing about real estate. That's why I yield to Jim Anthony on that. I know nothing about flooring. That's why I yield to the folks at Greer Flooring about that. So whatever questions you might have, whatever consultation you might need, it's our great friends at Greer Flooring Center. Go by and see those good folks in Greer or right now, 5606 Calhoun Memorial Highway. To our guest lines, Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com joins us. Good morning, Paul. How you doing this morning?
Doing great, Mickey. Thank you, sir.
Just to be fair here, you're following a PGA Tour caddy, Luke Hopkins, who's out there making a gazillion dollars now, and then obviously Jim Anthony's made a gazillion dollars in real estate. Now we go to our third tycoon in Paul Strelo, who is you're the billionaire of recruiting through this. So we keep the theme going.
I might be following the billionaires, okay. But I'm not quite in that tax bracket yet.
All right. Well, but gaining upon it with more subscription. Let's get you up on that one here. Clemson is I don't think they've had a commitment since we last talked. They did have official visits since we last talked. Let's talk about that official visit weekend. How did it go this past weekend, Clemson?
Yes, sir. What I kind of branding is their alternate official visit weekend. They had several in last weekend. It kind of was a fluid situation as far as determining who all they would bring in based on commitments and spots left. Really, the priority last weekend was defensive tackle, where they had two guys come in, and that was Seth Tillman, 4-star out of South Point and then Rock Hill, and then Shaggy Alexander, who's a reclassified kid from Canada who's played at Raven Gap and the Coochie there in Georgia, a small school with a lot of recruits. So Clemson really with one spot, but they would take either or both, excuse me. I think depending on how circumstances fall, Tillman with Georgia had been considered the favorite for a long time. But someone who, to me, it was a matter of just wait until Clemson gets its at bat. He's got family that would prioritize Clemson. Kid grew up Clemson, going to camps really since he was a middle schooler. So there was still a lot of reason to think, particularly as Clemson become more competitive in the rev share aspect of it with recruiting, that Clemson would make a move. And based on what we've reported, we believe the Tigers did. July 11th is when he makes his decision. He had taken an official visit to Michigan. The week before that, South Carolina still kind of in play, going back to their official visit to begin in May. But I still believe Clemson in the best spot, and we issued a Tiger Illustrated projection for him to Clemson coming out of the weekend. Alexander had a midweek official visit with Vanderbilt here. Texas A&M was really the one when he reclassified from 28. That was the team to watch, and I think they're still probably the strongest competition for him, because you're not going to outbid the Aggies right now. And then he's got an official visit in line with Notre Dame this weekend. I don't think that's a match based on the number of defensive linemen they've taken, and not sure he's really going to be a take at that point to whether that visit even materializes at the end. So I think Clemson is in play for Alexander, and then we will just kind of, I think that one's still to come. He was going to do all his due diligence, see through his visits, and then kind of advance things. I think Clemson has a decent chance there based on the relationships they've formed and kind of the way they've differentiated themselves from Texas A&M. So those were the two kind of signature guys. The one kind of floating under the radar was R.J. Hudson, it was a linebacker out of Virginia, Richmond, Virginia, Varina High School. Linebacker. Initially, Clemson was looking at him as a defensive end, which is what he plays in high school. But he's undersized for that position at 6'1 to 6'2, 205. Clemson has had the one linebacker spot it's been looking to fill this summer, with various circumstances kind of playing out the way they have with Sean Fox and that one kind of going back and forth. You know, they made the move on Hudson coming out after he came and worked out for the camp in early June. Clemson really liked what they saw and decided to go ahead and push for him regardless. And so he had taken an official visit to Maryland. Clemson kind of displaced Syracuse on that official visit weekend. And so he will announce his decision tomorrow afternoon with other teammates. Clemson believed to be in the driver's seat there.
All right. Now the next question. I always ask you about what the board looks like, and since these guys mm-hmm. haven't officially committed yet. And the projection, by the way, is one of the greatest givens in life. If Paul Strelo gives a projection, it's done, except for a couple of cases when it's in today's world, it's not done. For instance, Fox, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But with that said, any chance at all, Tillman and Alexander at defensive tackle, or is it just a matter of first come, first serve at defensive tackle?
I do believe there's a chance. I think if Alexander wants to come and that they could, if they could meet terms and all that, I think you could, you know, I think there is a spot for him in this class. I don't know that Clemson is determined that it is going to take two more, but I think they're going to take one, and I think if they can make it work with both, I think given the way the cupboard is for them right there, you know, when you look at the young guys they have, I think if they can get someone the quality of Alexander, you know, right quality, right price, I think that they can make that happen.
Price is still a big factor there, obviously, because you've got to spend wisely, but spend well. Clemson's been spending more. I'll ask you about that in a second as well. At linebacker, mm-hmm. it was Fox, it was Igwebuike, and it was Hudson. Hudson sounds mm-hmm. like it's good there now. Is that going to close things off, or is there still any room at all for those other twos that visited 2 weeks ago?
Well, I think Igwebuike, you can pretty well scratch off. You know, and Fox has looked like he is headed to Kentucky. He is not yet announced. And again, as we kind of go it's never done till it's done. I don't think you can necessarily dismiss anything as a possibility. But, you know, I think Hudson would fit the third spot for linebacker. And I don't think Igwebuike is an option. You know, and I don't think Clemson is going to necessarily pursue another linebacker out of there. You know, until I see Fox sign with Kentucky, or even necessarily publicly commit with Kentucky, you know, you're not going to write anything off one way or the other. But I think by and large, to the big picture, Hudson will be it for linebacker.
All right, the conventional wisdom now, or at least the talking points now that happen, mm-hmm. is when a guy like Fox chooses Kentucky, it's that they overspent what others weren't willing to spend. Is that a fair characterization here?
I think it is, except for, like, as much as, like, you'd say overspend, everybody's got a different valuation on players. And so your overspend, or what someone else, when you lose, you're going to call an overspend. When you win, you valued him more. So there are going to be players that every school values more than others. And that's kind of, you know, did Clemson, you know, could, or Fox, for example, could you say that Kentucky theoretically would overspend? I think that's more the characterization of they spent more than what the market might normally yield for that guy. You know, where you've got some players who are, you know, are you going to spend $800,000, $900,000, $1 million on a high school linebacker who is, you know, a top 250 guy? You know, is that necessarily what the market is for that caliber of prospect? You know, maybe not when you compare him to the others, but this one escalated, you know, Fox might escalate to that. So would Kentucky have overspent necessarily? You know, I don't, it all becomes semantics there.
Yeah, right.
That gets complicated.
Yeah, yeah. Dates for other guys, you got Jaden Aparicio Bailey, you've got Seth Williams, a couple other guys that are pretty much coming down to the nitty-gritty with their time frame as well. What's the latest with these two defensive backs, Clemson and Georgia?
Yeah, so top cornerback target, Jaden Aparicio-Bailey, down to Clemson and Georgia. He will announce June 27th, so next weekend. And then the following week, on July 3rd, is when Seth Williams, the 6'2", 6'3", safety out of Atlanta, will pick between Clemson and Georgia. Still like Clemson's chances and odds with Jaden Aparicio-Bailey, if you kind of follow coverage on our site. I think Seth Williams, the safety, is much more of a toss-up, who's kind of going back and forth and really kind of gives both schools the belief that they could be the choice. And I think that's part of the process these days, is that, you know, you kind of, for a lot of people, are setting deadlines and they don't have their school choice yet. This is the kind of using that as leverage to, all right, guys, come and get me. Let's see if this is ups the ante at all and kind of drives one school or the other to, you know, whether you call it bidding war or auctioneering, to try and squeeze out the most you can before you make a commitment. I mean, I think that's just kind of the way business is handled these days.
I have a text line here in front of me. Adam's covering the text line. I occasionally will do this. Mark from Simpsonville wants to know about a 2028 prospect, Christian Scott Webb. That's mm-hmm. a defensive lineman from over in Anderson, over West Side defensive lineman, if memory serves me correct.
Yes. I think it's Christian Webb Scott.
Webb Scott, that one. Yeah.
Out of West Side. He did not camp with Clemson, and he's a Georgia native who, you know, I think he played down in Atlanta, I believe at Grayson even, before moving up here. You know, I think that is taking shape at this point, and it's very early, to where, you know, that is there are schools that appeal to him, the Texas A&Ms, the Oregons, you know, as you've got a lot of guys who are being brought in for, you know, flown in for different visits and whatnot. You know, I think that's going to take a larger complexion. You know, is he an elite top 25 kind of guy that warrants a lot of that? I don't know that I'm ready to go there yet, but I think right now that's the direction his recruitment has taken, that it's not really going to be a one for the locals, but we will see, because I don't think a lot of schools necessarily know who they want yet. So I think the way he's kind of been treated in recruitment it kind of changes the expectations for him. And so I think that right now that's the picture, but let's see what the market holds come next March, as really things start taking shape with official visits and boards start coming together, to see who really is involved there and who isn't.
You know, the calm, rational, long-term play is so much more boring, Paul, than the sensationalized quick judgment play. But
that's the cold business of it too. That's kind of the direction it goes.
Yeah. The final one for you: if Clemson somehow, some way, gets Alexander from Raven Gap, I think mm-hmm. we need to start calling you Shaggy Strelo. Like, we need a nickname for you. We had Paulie Streets in there. I still like Paulie mm-hmm. Streets, but maybe a little Shaggy Strelo, too.
Don't you really have to have hair at this point to be called Shaggy? I mean,
how about Shagless?
Like, I might have that loping walk at this age that, like, the Scooby-Doo characters got.
Zoinks.
Nonchalant, but yeah.
I like it, buddy. Hey, on a very serious note, I know you're a proud father, a great father. I want to wish you a happy Father's Day coming up this Sunday.
Appreciate it. Same to you and all the ones out there.
All right. Tell me, TigerRealCenter.com. What's coming up?
We've got certainly a lot going on as Clemson's trying to close this class their needs or current needs for that class here over the next couple weeks with the ones we've just outlined. Doors have just opened for the 28 class, and the board doubled last evening with the number of offers going forward. So significant with the names they're already involved with. A lot of coverage with that. You know, we've got Larry Williams continues to roll out a number of different scoops and items that kind of lay out the big picture for financing and the moves Clemson has made administratively, as well as seasons right around the corner. And we've kind of into the annual summer series of top 25 players and what we're hearing on different guys. So football's right around the corner, and recruiting's going full speed, and we've got plenty of coverage of it.
Place to find it, TigerIllustrated.com. If you subscribe, then we can make Paul Shreve the next billionaire in recruiting. Always appreciate it, buddy. Let's talk about decisions and maybe some new commitments when we visit next week.
Sounds good. Appreciate it,
Mick. You too. Paul Shreve, TigerIllustrated.com. Ashby, you okay? I hadn't talked to you in like a year.
Hi, Mickey.
Okay. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Top five rappers of all time. I had that on my notes from yesterday. We got to do that.
We can do that.
Will you come up with a top five list of something during the break as well?
Yes.
And then let's talk World Cup, College World Series. Let's talk U.S. Open. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll have a complete U.S. Open leaderboard update for you from Shinnecock Hills, Southampton.
Boom.
Yeah, let's do all that. Short break. Much more to this.
Got a busy life and missed your favorite show? The best sports talk plays on your schedule.
Yeah, baby.
All shows are online on the podcast page and ready to play when you want.
This is awesome.
Download the Roar app or visit theroarfm.com.
One Time Plumber, the name is the number. Get in touch with One Time Plumber. The great stuff and what these guys do. I can tell you this, the times I've used a plumber, we've done it with septic tank issues we had. The one mistake I made was I had something in my garbage disposal unit there in the sink, and it was just a piece of metal that fallen out. If I just had a magnet, I could have gotten it out myself. It was a small little piece of metal. Anyway, these guys will always take care of you, no matter how big or how small. Let them do that for you. Water heaters, sump pumps, emergency plumbing issues, clogged drains. You got the septic tank issue. Anything going on with your toilets, with your drains, with your showers, with your water stuff, burst pipes, they'll take care of it for you. One Time Plumber, the name is the number. That's in Charleston. That's in Columbia. That's in Greenville. Don't worry about trying to Google or try to find numbers when that water's going everywhere in your home. It's One Time Plumber. The name is the number.
From the locker room to your living room.
Bobby.
And again, Dre's not the greatest rapper of all times, but, man, consider some of the hits. Mine are more commercialized because I don't know enough about Nas. I don't know enough about some of these other cats in there. But I'm going those two top there. Eminem 4, I got to put him in top five because Drake loves Eminem.
Let me tell you, Drake Plyler brought up Eminem again to me yesterday.
Yeah. He knows it. Lose Yourself, he knows all that stuff. Number three, the Notorious B.I.G. Number two, Snoop. Well, what a commercial success.
Your number two rapper is Snoop?
Yep.
All right.
Yep. Just because when I grew up and when it was all about all that. And then number one, obviously Tupac. Not even close. The laugh was fantastic. So, I mean, you know, that's no Ice Cube in there. That's no Drake. No LL Cool J's. No, there's a lot in there. No Little John's. None of that stuff. Little Wayne's. Lil John's.
Why are you putting the T in there?
Four.
It's Lil. Lil.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Lil. Oh. Anyway.
Little Wayne.
Yeah. Little Wayne.
My good friend Little John.
Fella. Yeah. Lil. So that's it. So again, tie for five, Dre 50 Cent, four Eminem, three Biggie, two Snoop, one Tupac.
I like it.
All right. What you got?
See.
Yours is going to be totally different.
Mine's going to be different because there's a lot of guys from the 90s that I'd like a lot, but I don't know enough about them.
You're going to put in Jay-Z, or are you going to put in Kendrick Lamar, somebody like that?
See, I like Drake more than I like Kendrick Lamar.
All right.
And
hey, this is your list. I don't want to influence you.
All right. I'm going to go. I like Dr. Dre. Go Dr. Dre.
All right, five?
Yeah.
All right.
Tupac. I like.
Old Busta.
I like Kanye,
right.
Which is scandalous. It's scandalous in today's day and age.
All right.
I think Lil Wayne is probably my goat, and then I'll put Drake in the top three.
Hey, some people are getting in Run DMC. Some
true.
People getting in Sugar Hill Gang.
True.
There's
true.
A lot in there. There's a heck of a lot in there. We'll do one of your top five lists coming up here in a second. Actually, come up one. We'll do that here in a second. Let me give you a U.S. Open leaderboard update.
Let's do it.
By the way, play suspended right now. And I think it's suspended. Yeah, suspended due to fog. Are you looking on TV now? Look at this. Can't see. Well, that you can see because the iris is open up on the camera. But they couldn't see the fog due to the fog there off of off of Southampton in Long Island. This might be a little break. The wind will come in and blow some of that out. Wind's not heavy yet. So hopefully they get to finish today, but they're currently in a fog delay. Look at that. Every time I say look at that, it cleared up on a close-up.
Let me tell you this. Yeah. You know when people tell ghost stories?
Yeah.
And they're like it was a dark Sydney. And stormy night?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm looking at right here. And
it looks terrible.
8:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it looks terrible. Right now, nobody under par. At even par, James Nichols threw two. Caleb Surratt threw two. Ethan Fang, the amateur, threw one. Jaden Schraper threw one. Jackson Suber threw one. Even through one is Cooper Dossi. Even through one is Chase Kies. Even through one is Alejandro Tosti. Never heard of any of those guys. Early guys out there.
There's some major who's in there.
Yeah. Other guys, you can tell this early wave. Taylor Montgomery's 1/2. Chandler Phillips, 1/2. Harry Higgs, 1/2. Nathan Kimsey, 1/1. Jackson Harrington, 1/1. And Hamilton Coleman, 2/2. That's it. So the 657s haven't teed off yet. It's 8:33, but the 657 tee times haven't teed off yet. Can't see in front of them right now.
They had their reporter out there, and she is walking around to these people, and they are squinting just trying to see her. And she's standing next to them. Y'all, we just talked with Luke about being mentally tough.
Yeah.
And as a caddy, how you have to kind of keep your guy level. I imagine that they are really having to put in some work.
Yeah.
Today.
Well, and the golf course is going to change so much.
Exactly.
But now the thing is, now, you know, do you go back and eat another power bar? Do you go have another breakfast? Do you go stretch again? You know, so that's all in there too. And this is where – now, we don't have the big-time guys teeing off. The first, really – Cameron Smith was supposed to go off at 7:19. Koepka at 7:30. Cameron Young, 7:30. Chris Goddard, 7:30. So that's – we're still about an hour away when we even get going again to those guys going. And I told you yesterday, 654 players have played a U.S. Open at Shinnecock Hills. For 72 holes, only 3 men have ever finished under par. They might get a break, though.
Man, it's just because they haven't seen me yet. They just haven't seen me up there.
Hey, would you have interest in being a own – because you're going to do some sideline stuff, right? That's one of the goals?
That's one of the goals, yes.
What's
at some point.
What's the major, like, the – I've asked you this before off the air, but on the air you can let folks know. Like, what's the ultimate dream job?
You know what? Wherever the Lord leads me, to be honest with you, I'd love to be writing. I'd love to be doing sideline stuff, but definitely something around, you know, telling stories about sports.
Right.
That's the dream.
We're just happy to have you every single day we can have you here. Text, would you – but like golf, would you like to be an on-course reporter for golf?
I think that'd be incredible.
Yeah, because you're walking around, you're not stable, it's one sideline, sitting in one chair or one – yeah, you're out there walking like that. That's pretty cool.
See, if I was going to do that, though, I would need to talk to you. You need to be my consultant, because I need to know when I could walk up to somebody and it wouldn't be stressing them out, you know?
That, and then you know, you got to look at the lie. You got to look at the wind uphill. 163 to the front. He's got 148. He's looking to land us on the front edge here because of the firm. Yeah.
Do you think golf is, out of all the sports I can think of, do you think you have to do the most calculations playing golf than anything else?
Yeah, because every shot is different. Every yard is different. Every lie is different. Every wind is different. That's the beauty of golf. Like the tennis court is the same all over the world. Now you got different surfaces,
sure,
and different styles, serve and volley compared to, you know, baseliners, whatever. Basketball courts, they're all the same. The rims are the same. Baseball's a little bit different, so you can analyze a little bit of that. But no,
football's the same.
Yeah, everything's the same through all that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So golf, every shot that everybody's ever hit, almost every shot, I guess a 1-inch tap in is the same 1-inch tap in all over the world. But every putt is different, and every shot is different, and every wind direction, and every lie, and every, like, you know, all the different kinds of grasses and all the different kinds of, you know, moisture in the air and all that. It's yeah. Played for the first time in a month yesterday.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Of all the sports that you've played / watched,
yeah,
/ covered over the years, what do you think you have to be requires being smart the most?
Well, how are you defining smart? I hate to answer a question with a question.
No, that's fair.
But like,
define our terms.
Like, for instance, one would think boxing is just a big brute, you know, guy who punches harder kind of sport.
But it's not.
Ali was the smartest athlete of all time. And the reason he was, and by the way, Ali was uneducated and Ali was dyslexic. Ali used to say, he'd look at a four-syllable word and he would say, he'd ask Norman Mailer, like, how do you get that out of that word? How do you know all four syllables? Like, how can you read that word? He was dyslexic. But when it came to the psychological aspect of sports, Ali is the brightest to ever walk the face of the earth.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Jordan. I mean, the thing, too, about to answer your question in a longabout way, the thing, too, the one thing that sets apart the elite from the elite from the elite, like the top one, the, you know, top five and all this, oftentimes it's the mind. There are players who are physically as talented as Michael Jordan, but they didn't have his mind, right? And part of the mind is the motivation. I mean, Kobe Bryant, mind, the motivation part of it. Jerry Rice, the mind, the psychological things he does, the route running, all that, how he sets things up, but the work ethic and the motivation to motivate yourself, you know, because you're fighting a battle with the opponent, but you're also fighting a battle with yourself. I mean, that's up my alley right there, that question.
So maybe what we're realizing with this is it's not necessarily what sport it matters the most or position, but across the board, those people are going to elevate to the next level. People
yes.
that are really smart at what they do.
Because there's somebody better than you. Somebody's going to be better than
always.
You. Always. But when you combine that with the mind, and so like the what sport would require the most, you know, mind part of all that?
Golf's got to be up there, man.
Yeah, because there's so many variables in that. And also the other thing in golf is you're talking about like one you know, half of a millimeter off, and all of a sudden now the ball's on a toe rather than a heel, or thin rather than, or fat, whatever. It's like, I mean, the precision involved in it. You know, a lot of times these guys are hitting shots into where you got to land a ball on a green about the size of a beach towel in an area, and if it lands short of it, left of it, right of it, long of it, like, it's gone. So that requires all that. But I mean, even in, again, like what Cade is going through, I mean, the mental aspect, coming back from an injury. The mental aspect of coming back from an injury, physically and mentally, and how you fight back from how you rehab through all that. All that's fascinating to me.
Mm-hmm.
And how someone gets up at 5 in the morning and does it every day for 15 years or 20 years, the longevity part of all that. I'm going off right now in a bunch of different ways, but even the simplest of sports, you would think bowling would be a simple sport. I don't know anything about bowling, but there's got to be the mental aspect of bowling too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it's the same every single time, but like the psychological of your head-to-head competition or archery or volleyball or cricket or, I mean, sports we don't even know about. Like the mind is a huge differentiator through all that. So to answer your question, all of them.
Yes.
I mean, I'm serious when I say that. Like all of them. Mm-hmm. And then the coaching and how you take the coaching and then the sacrifice, the teamwork. It's all in there. It's all in there.
That's one of my favorite things.
Me too.
To talk about.
Me too.
It's so cool.
The human mind is so fascinating.
Because say you're doing, it's bowling, right?
Yeah.
Because then it's you versus you every time. And though it's very different, right. That's the same as track.
That's right.
You know? That's and how do you fight through adversity against yourself? Oh. Right.
Big Ern McCracken in bowling. You've seen that one.
Who do you think you are? I am.
Yes, I am. Yeah. All that's fascinating, though, too. Short break. We're at an hour and 40-minute delay now at Shinnecock. Can you imagine, like, having tickets, too? Because there's nothing going on. Like, you go all the way outside. You get 2 hours from Manhattan.
Yeah, I don't feel that bad for people that live in the Hamptons. I'm not going to lie.
True.
They just went home to their $17 million house to wait it out.
Yeah, that's true.
They'll be all right.
That's very true. I got in trouble one time. Can I tell you about that story when we come back?
Please.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Final segment of a Thursday show right after this.
With the Roar app, you're carrying 13 hours of live local sports talk right in your pocket. From the start of the Mickey Filer Show to the end of Road Rage. We're streaming live no matter where you are in the world. Download the Roar app today.
I just got a text.
The games may end, but the opinions never stop.
You're totally off base on this.
105.5 and 97.5, the Roar.
Just got a text, okay, from Clay. Blue Ridge Heating and Air. They're at my house right now. You talk about timely live reads. They're at my house right now. Preventive maintenance program. Make sure it works. Make sure it works right. Do this. Our HVAC, our heat pump was not quite keeping up in those 90, 95 degree temps. So the bottom line is these good folks are doing a great job for us now. Clay, thank you so much at the house taking care of us, taking care of the HVAC unit as it gets hotter. We've been pretty lucky so far. Mild June. Believe me, folks, when I tell you this, it's going to get hotter, and it's going to get blazing hot at some point in time this summer. Make sure you're prepared for it. Go with Ben and Chris and the great folks. Ask about the Tiger Tune-Up Special right now, saving $100 there. Or ask about the Armstrong. They're a certified Armstrong dealer in the upstate of South Carolina and Western North Carolina. It's our great friends, BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com.
No one ever wants to deal with roof trouble, but when it happens, it's comforting to know who to call. Your roof protects your home, your family, and everything.
The day or the night or the...
Oh, you're right there.
I know.
The Cure.
The Cure. That's it.
My mom always says, she's so weird. She always says the, quote, skateboarding kids in her high school is the Cure anytime I play it.
I will tell you this about skateboarding. Jordan Peterson, the one person I could have on earth to have a meal with is Jordan Peterson. He's my favorite person on earth outside of my family and my co-hosts.
Thank you.
He says in one of his books that don't discourage the skateboarders. And the reason is the generation that we raise now is they're so scared to take risks.
Oh, yeah.
I tell the story. You probably have friends like this. I tell the story, and I forgot. I think it might have been Joe Rogan. It might have been, I don't know. It's one of these podcasters. Anyway, his daughter's best friend came over, and she's going to Vanderbilt. She got in Vanderbilt. And he said, hey, congratulations getting to Vanderbilt. She said, yeah. I said, I'm a little bummed. I kind of want to go to Stanford. He goes, oh, you didn't get in? He goes, no, I didn't apply. So why? She's too scared to fail. Mm. She didn't think she could get in, so she didn't apply. So the point is, like, we're raising a generation of people who aren't willing to take risks. You got to take risks. If you don't take risks, then nothing ventured, nothing gained. So the point is that skateboarders, they're out there breaking their arms, breaking their legs, and getting their noses busted up and all this, and skinned up knees everywhere. But, like, at least they're taking risks. Like, don't discourage the skateboarders.
It is better to fail and have tried with all your might than it is to fail because you didn't.
That's right.
And that is a big life lesson for everybody, but especially my generation.
Better love than lost and not loved at all. I'm with you. All right. Hey, quickly, let me tell you about our great friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Your garage floor can look like mine, look amazing. 404-8158, 404-8158. Call today, no obligation phone call. I'll take you 10 minutes. You don't move anything. I'm not a DIY guy. I'm a make the call guy. So I'm not going to do it myself. And don't do the shelf with this thing. It's too much of a risk. Take care of it. Let them do your garage floors for you at so much more affordable price than you'd ever believe. 404-8158, 404-8158. You know what's nice is when you don't get sticker shock. It's like Carolina Floyd Specials, there's no stickers. The shock is affordable. I got sticker shock with my cataract surgery. Like, we got good state insurance, and they cover the basic, but the ones they want to do, man, they told me what that would cost. I was like, what's that now?
You and I are going to start a list called Mickey Dadisms, and I'll workshop the name.
I'm just telling you.
But we average about one a show where you say something like, I got sticker shock from my cataract surgery.
Let me tell you something. I wanted cataracts so I find out how much the surgery is.
I know.
And by the way, we got great insurance. I'm like, what do I have insurance for? You're not going to pay for that. That'll pay for the high-end stuff. The high-end stuff, I'm like, what? I couldn't believe it. I was like, no way. I will have cataracts coming out of my ears before I pay that. Seriously, they say, how's your ears? I go, huh? Oh, I can't hear, man. My cataracts are acting up. I have cataracts growing out of my eyeballs and eyelashes. I'm like, what? Almost out of principle, too. Like, that's unbelievable.
Mickey, listen.
Yeah. I'm getting
in
trouble now.
If you get cataracts.
I know some doctors that are going to be going, like, Mickey, don't. Anyway.
Mickey, if you get cataracts coming through your ears.
Yeah.
Friend, we're going to have a lot of stuff to talk about.
Growing through all the hair in your ears now, until you get old, your hair in your ears. All right. they're expected to start the U.S. Open back at 9:05. So basically, we're going to have almost a 2-hour delay. They won't get through today then. even though today is the third longest day of the year, or not, it was one of the top five longest days of the year.
I love it. Bring it on.
Yeah. Drake asked me the other day, he says, Dad, how long, because it's June, is it June 20th or 21st?
Today's the 18th.
The 18th, but I said the longest day of the year. Is it June 20th or 21st? The summer solstice or whatever that thing is.
Let me look.
We're coming up on it. You're aware of this concept.
Yes.
It just stays daylight longer. Drake asked me the other day, how long is the day? I went, it's still 24 hours. But, you know, I'm trying to say it to a seven-year-old.
There is nothing better than, because I grew up on Central Time in Birmingham. And the fact that now it's
That's weird.
Darker an hour later.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things about living over here.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, that's very cool.
It's June 21st, by the way.
June 21st. Is that summer solstice?
Yes. And then winter solstice is when you get 2 hours of daylight and you feel sad and have
December
to drink
21st.
Hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Yes.
The winter solstice, that's where alcohol takes in, because it gets dark so early people had to drown their sorrows in alcohol. My uncle grew up in Cape Cod, and he says that there, they own a golf course, by the way, and there it said in the wintertime, you know, it gets dark at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He goes, people come in to play cards, but they drink like crazy.
That makes sense.
Because you're inside. All that.
I used to go to school in the winter at home, and it'd be dark when I get to school, and then I get done with basketball practice at 4 p.m. 4:30, dark again, and never saw the sun. Shout out summer.
Just got bad news here. Faxon out today, sick. So get well, buddy. Get well. All right, you came up with a top five list for me.
Yes, I want to do top five sports movies. Of all time.
This is where I get in trouble because I've never seen Remember the Titans and everybody yells at me.
All right, that's a hot take for me. I don't think it's top five.
Eh?
I don't think Remember the Titans is top five.
Did I hear that right? Was that a eh?
It's good.
Okay.
It's good.
All right.
But I don't think it's up there.
All right, you going first?
You go first.
Well, see, this is hard because I got to leave out Sandlot and I got to leave out Caddyshack, and I've got to leave out.
We can do some honorable mentions.
Oh, I've got a bunch of honorable mentions. Number five, Moneyball. I love it. I love the line on David Justice where it says, the Yankees think so much of you, they're paying you $17 million for you not to play for them. Moneyball's in there. Number four, because these all are you know, just my deal here. Number four is Draft Day.
Draft day is
underrated, man. The plot twist and all that, and how that works out, and this whole storyline. That's there. I'm gonna sound like a Kevin Costner fan, even I don't like him.
Bull Durham.
It's up there, but I don't have it in there. Number three for me is Miracle. You don't have enough talent to win on talent alone. Who do you play for? Love that one. And that, see, that's a big time in my life because, man, 1980. Formative years. I'm 12 years old. I'm watching the U.S. Olympic hockey team beat the Soviet Union. So that's a big one there. Number three, because he's my favorite athlete of all time, Ali.
Good one.
Will Smith does a terrific job in that one. And da-da-da-da-da-da. The champ is here. The champ is here. Love Ali Kumbaya. Ali Kumbaya. Love all that. And the number one is new for me.
Number one.
Yeah. This is a new number one. Because when I became a father, Field of Dreams bought on a whole different deal there. Field of Dreams is not a baseball movie. Field of Dreams is a father-son movie. And when Kevin Costner asked his dad, do you want to go have a catch? I'm like, whoo! I'm pulling the quokka bush, and my wife is telling me, dry it up over there, you're embarrassing the family. Yeah. Yeah. So there you go.
That's a solid list. That's a really solid list. I like it.
Who you got? What you got? And I left out some great ones, but what do you got?
The thing. I'm gonna leave out some that I like regardless. So five, I'm going Moneyball. Moneyball's a new one for me. I hadn't seen it until like a year ago. But I love it.
Right.
Love Brad Pitt. Think he's great in it.
I don't understand you liking Brad Pitt for this. Anyway, go ahead. All right.
Four is where we might have a tie situation.
All right.
Because I really like Bull Durham, and I really like I got to go Sandlot. Mm. Let's go Sandlot 4.
You're killing me, Smalls. My son loves Sandlot. We've seen it 1,000 times.
So good. It's the best. All right. Three, I'm going Miracle.
Love Miracle.
It's so good.
don't have enough talent to win a title at all.
That was one of those where my dad was coaching my AAU team, and that was a fire me up movie.
Yeah, you got it.
That was a this is how you get hype. Number two, Rocky IV.
Love it.
Really love that one. Number one, I love Hoosiers.
The measure of the rims. Make sure it's still 10 foot.
10 feet.
Love all
15
that.
15 feet.
Good list. Well, you can make a top 50 list. Now, there's some bad sports movies in there.
Oh, there's some horrible sports movies in there. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Let me tell you about Brad Hughes, Allstate Insurance, 292300 on Brad Hughes at Allstate.com, BradHughesInsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. I know I have better automotive insurance and better homeowners insurance thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Ashby, get the music ready. I'm going to get Scott for 30 seconds, but, you know, it's got to be the best song of the day if we're going to keep playing the music. Scott and Greenville, only about 30 seconds, man. You concerned about the Braves? Lost what, 6 out of 7 now? You concerned?
I'm concerned, but then I saw Matty Olson playing right field last night for the first time since 2017. So we got some versatility, man. Did you see that? I went to bed. I saw it this morning.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, ran out of position players. How do you do that against the Giants, man? But anyway, yeah, we're not doing too well. I know I'm close on time, but I wanted to tell Ashby, I heard her say she's from Birmingham. My son is leaving Mississippi State and moving to Birmingham with a job outside of football and athletics and all that. But
great
I'm gonna
have
to
get
welcome. With Ashby sometime.
Hey, here's the deal.
I'm about to get with you, Ashby, and get some spots to go to.
Oh, yeah. I got him.
She'll get the great Rex for you. Tell him congratulations. Didn't know he was getting out of that, but good stuff there, man. Tell the smoking hot wife and say hello.
I'll do it. Cataract surgery ain't bad, man.
All right. Well, if I can afford the thing. Good stuff. All right. EricNewton, for all your real estate needs. EricNewton.com. Get in touch with me. Certainly help you out. Anything in Clemson is EricNewton.com. There you go. Best music of the day. Boy, you don't talk about lifting. I feel like doing some push-ups and pull-ups right now. I'm going at home right now. I'm eating me. I'm taking about a bunch of raw eggs. Putting those in there and doing that route.
You
got cuffing links, my fish up there. Yeah, I'm running up steps right now, raising the arms up. Quick 2 minute drill, 10 seconds, what you got?
World Series today, let's do it.
Let's do it, let's take care of that. Hey, let me thank Luke Hopkins, let me thank Jim Anthony, let me thank Paul Strelo. Great job once again. Hey, we'll be at Dollywood tomorrow. No Faxon and Sam next. Folks, have an absolutely wonderful Thursday. Most important, tune in tomorrow. I'll see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson, Greenville Anderson, WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpats, 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
We're working on that store. We hope you'll join us.
Visit TakeBackSports.org to learn more.